prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday. We're going to start off with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, in just a moment. For Science for Humans, we have a really interesting discussion to have today that I think a lot of you will concur and agree with. Then after that, I'm going to be joined by a guy named Wes Greenwood. And I found him on Instagram. And he has a thing called Squat Van, where he and his wife, Katie, travel around the country training at different places with other people, a lot of times in the mountains, in the woods. This guy's got the coolest journey going on. I was like, no one knows about this guy. I got to bring him out for people to learn more about, because he's the then came Bronson of our day. And Dr. Jeff is probably going to laugh at that statement. But anyway, it's really interesting. We're going to have him on. Of course, we have to thank All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports for their generous title sponsorship to this show. And you can go to superhumanradio.net and click any one of their banner ads to get six of their top-selling products absolutely free, because Dr. Jeff believes that you should try it before you buy it. And that says a lot about the company. And without any further delay,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. Jeff, do you remember Then Came Bronson?
I do. I was laughing.
I knew you would, because, and I actually have the intro for the later in the show, but in Then Came Bronson, the guy, is he's got his tie pulled out, is in L.A., he's got a hat on, he's sweaty, he's driving a station wagon, and this cool dude pulls up with a motorcycle next to him, and they have such different lives. You know, one guy doesn't know where he's going to end up that night, and the other guy is going home to his wife and kids, and he says to Bronson, "Man, I wish I was you." And Bronson looks at him and goes, "Really? Well, hang in there." And he drives away, and that was it. I actually have the intro for later in the show. A lot of people aren't going to get it if they're not older like
us. Wow, that's cool, man. Yeah.
So anyway, how you doing, man?
Yeah, doing good, you know. I think spring's finally hitting Montana, although we had 2 days ago a snowstorm. So we set the record, man, the most snow ever.
This is the craziest springtime we've ever had, I think.
It is.
It's crazy. It is.
Other than that, going good, man.
All right, so today we want to talk about something that actually is probably a couple years old, but it's really important to discuss, because while things get silent, that's when we get snookered, and then something comes to the forefront and people go,
yep,
"Oh, we got to get on the bandwagon." And the problem is that we are so myopic about what we've learned already that we just forget it and look for what's new, and we forget these things. And this is a good discussion. So 50 years ago, there was a study published that indicated that 50 years ago, the sugar industry quietly paid scientists to point blame at fat. And this is where the low-fat diet came from, right?
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting, because even though this particular study that was produced in published in JAMA International, it resurfaced in social media. And, you know, people don't look at dates or anything. They just see something. And I've come to see they don't even read the article. They just read the title, you know, and they react. But, yeah, you know, I think it's pretty much substantiated that, you know, back in the 60s, researchers, you know, the sugar industry did pay off some Harvard guys to basically bury some research that showed, you know, sugar had a contribution to heart disease. You know, they only published the great stuff about it, you know.
That's because the industry gets to publish their stuff. And you know, there's several arms of the sweetener industry out there today. There's the nutritive and non-nutritive, right? So you've got zero-calorie
right.
sweeteners, and you got sugar, and all the other forms of sugar, agave, honey, you know, name it, maple syrup, everything. It's all the same thing. It's a sweetener.
Yep.
And every segment has their own lobbying group. The corn industry has the Corn Refiners Association.
Yep.
And they lobby to make sure things in the country are preferential for corn to be the number one selling sweetener.
Yep.
And they're very successful at it.
They are, and it's interesting. You know, several weeks ago, I was presenting a grant proposal in Montana for the pulse crop. And our state's got a bunch of money that they give out for free. And one of the groups that gets the majority of the money is this pulse advocating group. So as we're researching this whole sugar thing, I'm thinking, okay, you know, they have gotten as much as $1 million, you know, because we don't have a lot of money in the state for this particular thing, but they've gotten a lot of money. They're supposed to use it to promote pulse and to help other companies. But what people fail to realize, the people running it pay themselves a salary. So they make money keeping an industry going.
Right.
Now, take something like corn or sugar where, you know, it's a kabillion times bigger than, you know, pulse.
Right.
There's a lot of money happening, you know,
right,
not only in CEOs of, you know, the sugar factories to, you know, the corn. So, again, you know, for somebody to publish something negative, especially back in the 60s, because, you know, sugar was really on the rise and
right,
going into everything. The last thing they wanted was to say, hey, you know, sugar might not be bad for you. So it makes sense. Divert it. We do it. People do it today. Let's blame it on fat. And it's interesting. And you know, again, this is such an a cool topic, because one of the things they found out, which we know today, and we've known this, is that sugar causes the liver to dump fat in the bloodstream. The
so it raises
fat.
Cholesterol. Yeah,
it does. So that was what they kind of diverted the blame and said, okay, we're the cause, or we're one of the causes. Let's just blame it on fat.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. And these organizations that lobby on behalf of these industries, one of the things that they do is, in a time of trouble, if an industry is like on the carpet because something went wrong,
right,
the lobbying groups, they change the discussion. They lobby for, you know, so that there's no sanctions put on the industry because they screwed up. And so they are the ones that keep the these products in the market and make it harder for people to identify when they're actually in foods. Like the Corn Refiners Association started in 2010 to lobby to have high fructose corn syrup called something other than high fructose corn syrup, because around that time, that's when everybody was like, oh, high fructose corn syrup, it's in everything, it's no good for us. And people weren't buying products because it had high fructose corn syrup in it. They're like, look, we can't do away with this sweetener. It's, you know, 60% of the sales of the world. Can't we just call it something else? And the FDA goes, yeah, sure. And so they have like six different names now. For those of you who are just thinking about it right now and going, wow, you know, you're right. When I read labels, there's never any high fructose corn syrup in any of them. Did everybody really get all the high fructose corn syrup out of food products? And if so, I guess the high fructose corn syrup industry went by the wayside. No, they're bigger than ever. They're just calling it other things. So if you don't know the new name, you're like, oh, this is good. I'll feed it to my kids.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I don't remember who started that big battle between the corn and the sugar industry. I kind of think it was the sugar that started publishing, eat sugar, you know, it's healthy, it's natural, don't eat corn syrup. And then, of course, the corn industry responded, you know, that's a quadrillion-dollar industry. And then we had a big lawsuit because the sugar industry claims the corn industry was printing false stuff, and they ended up settling out of court. But part of that, like you said, is they lobbied the FDA to basically remove that bad rap. So even though they got a bad rap, the name disappeared, and it turned into something else. But, you know, we got to not believe everything we read, you know, I say on the internet, but nowadays it's social media, you know, because people are giving their opinions, and they will take a study and then they will name it, so that you just read the topic and you never really look at the study, like this one that emerged, you know, that got us to kind of talk about it. So you got to be careful what you read. It's kind of like the news. I mean, take it with a grain of salt. You know, as a scientist, you know, I always like to go research. You know, when I see something, this is interesting. you know, entertaining. Let me go really find out the cause of it, the root of it, where it came from. And as I was researching this whole thing in the 60s, I also started to find that the sugar industry may have been one of the contributors to the non-nutritive industry, the wraps on aspartame.
Oh, really?
Now, again, this is all speculation, but, you know, as you read reports and you read data and you see what, you know, kind of how things came about, you know, it wasn't the FDA saying aspartame is bad. I mean, it's still approved. It's been approved. But when you look at the science, you look at the chemistry behind aspartame, everything that was being said was completely false. And I'm
really?
Just going to, you know, kind of go on a sidetrack here real quick. But, you know, their whole thing was, hey, you know, these amino acids, aspartame contains phenylalanine, I think it's aspartic acid, and methyl. And the methanol is converted to formaldehyde, and formaldehyde causes cancer. Well, it only contained 10% of the methanol, but fruit juice has five times the amount. So therefore, fruit juice would convert more to formaldehyde than aspartame.
Wow.
And you drink a heck of a lot more. So, you know, they take little things, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody puts it out there, some lobbying group, you know, because they were paid to do that, because they were losing, sugar was losing ground. I mean, let's face it, when aspartame was at its peak, people were not wanting sugar. You know,
yes.
Sugar started to get a bad rap.
That's true. You know, I didn't think about it, but you're absolutely right. Because before aspartame, cyclamates and saccharin got a really bad rap because of a couple of rodent studies.
And the same with saccharin.
Right.
You know, also, it was not been proved that that whole saccharin causes cancer was falsified.
Right.
It was not true. They have proven that it's safe. But, yeah, the sugar was on the rise. Somebody got rid of saccharin. Here comes aspartame. It starts to take over. It starts.
Well, cyclamates. Remember in the 60s, Coca-Cola came out with the unsweetened Coca-Cola with cyclamates. And then, like, within 6 months of them launching this huge soda line, somebody published a study that cyclamates causes cancer in rodents. But now, see, people were so blind back then because we didn't have PubMed in the internet where we could actually go read the study. They just had to take for legit whatever these people were writing, the reporters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The study, they gave the rodents the equivalent of like a human to a human, a truckload of cyclamates in one day.
Yeah. And the animals were a breed that had a parasite that thrived off of this type of stuff. So again, it was completely flawed. Almost to the point where, you know, somebody, I mean, let's face it, in science, you're supposed to prove something is not so, not prove that it is so. Because you can prove anything is so. I mean, you can manipulate data, you can find something. I mean, I can say that
you just and it does. Just change your endpoints. And it does.
Yeah.
Think about it. Because everybody who gets cancer breathes air.
Yeah. So guess what? Air causes cancer.
There you go.
I'm
an epidemiologist now. There you go. We just cured cancer. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. So again, you know, you got to really – and, you know, even now where we're saying, okay, science is now doing studies and saying, hey, sugar is our problem, you know, more than fats is our problem, you know. So, again, the sugar industry has to combat that, you know. And again, it might not be the makers of the sugar, but it's the people they pay.
Yes,
you know, these
the
advocates.
Yeah, because and the guys in the industry, they don't want to know what the lobbyists do.
They don't want to know because that
creates a wall of plausible deniability, right?
Yep.
Like if you did something for me, but I didn't ask you to do it, and I didn't know that you did it legitimately, because you and I have this agreement that we don't have to say that we're going to do these things for each other. Then, when they come back to me and say, "Did the industry do this?" No, we did not. And they can say, "Then they're not lying." No, the industry didn't do this. Like, we didn't know what they were doing. We don't know.
You know, it's the same thing in the pharmaceutical and everything else. The only industry that hasn't really gotten involved in that is the supplement industry, because we don't have the money, and that's why we get beat up all the time. We have advocate groups who are nothing more than defending. Our advocate groups never go on the offense. We never go out and, you know, try to downplay aspirin. I mean, they're all doing it against us and foods and everything
constantly.
Else, you know.
Constantly.
It's crazy. And, you know, this is an interesting thing. Again, as I'm looking into sugar, I didn't know this. I wanted to find out. I always like to know who invented it, where did it come from. Do you know sugar goes back to 510 B.C.?
Wow.
It was Emperor Darius. I guess when Persia invaded India, they found it. And his comment, and I thought this was kind of cute, his comment was, "Hey, this is the reed that gives honey without bees."
Oh, I like
that's
that.
That's how it started, you know, because yeah. they ate honey back in Bible days and all that. But, you know, human our bodies, I guess, you know, when we're kids, we don't have a taste for sugar. It's introduced into our diet. So it isn't something that we come out of the womb craving. It's something that's introduced. And science shows that it is addictive. You know, you become addicted to sugar. It does something to the brain, something to the body.
And that's why. It does something to the brain.
Yeah.
I want to take a break, and I want to pick up on that. It does something to the brain. I want to talk about why, from an evolutionary perspective, it makes all the sense in the world that we become addicted to the taste of sugar. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both
use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. We're talking about sugar. People are like, oh, that's so 2008. No, the problem is that people forget what they heard, and then they get snookered again. So from an evolutionary perspective, the brain gets silly, giddy, excited about sugar. Much more. The brain will use ketones. It'll use fatty acids. I mean, the brain is amazing. And really, the human body, it's an amazing hybrid device. But it gets silly, giddy, excited about sugar. It's like, oh, my God, this is so exciting. You know, like, here's this, because sugar feeds everything right away. You know, yeah. It's like using nitrous oxide in your engine too soon, and you burn out your pistons. If you kick in the boost too soon, you burn out your pistons. It's so exciting to the brain because it's something we didn't encounter much, and if so, it was very seasonal. For short periods of time, a couple, 3 months, depending on what part of the world you lived on, where there was fruit and sugar and honeybees, you know what I mean? And so from an evolutionary perspective, it's not surprising that this has a very, very high evolutionary drive effect on us.
Absolutely. And I mean, our body is built with a defense mechanism. I mean, we hunger so that we eat, so that we survive. We crave the things that our body needs. The problem is the brain is very, very tricky. When you crave something sweet, you have not had enough carbohydrates. Your body is saying, I need glucose. All carbohydrates are converted to sugar. Fats are converted to sugar. Ketones are converted to sugar. Everything converts to sugar, eventually, some type. And the brain needs glucose, sugar, in order to function. So when you are introduced to sugar, this is a very rapid form that's absorbed in 5 minutes or less. As a matter of fact, there was a study I read that was done at Washington, I think it was at Washington University, where they took sugar and put it in a glass and had people gargled, and almost instantaneously, they were monitoring a brain boost, and these people functioned better at puzzles, and
right. Their
brain was just excited.
Yeah, it's absorbed. In fact, we actually have enzymes in our saliva that starts breaking down carbohydrates in our mouth for that reason.
Those enzymes start to secrete even before you digest those carbohydrates,
would
you see them? So again, you know, people that say we're not designed to eat carbohydrates are stupid, because we are. You know, we can turn anything into fuel. But the thing is it's that brain boost. You know, then the brain wants it. It's like any drug. You know, why do you crave something? Because your brain's saying, hey, I want that, man. I want it, whether it's good or bad. And that's how sugar becomes addictive, you know, and that's why it is in everything. I have seen sugar in stuff where I go, why is sugar in this food? It's not even sweet.
Right.
But they put sugar in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing, and from an and when you look at us from an evolutionary perspective, the way insulin works, it's you can tell that we have not had a lot of sugar in our diet for millions of years.
No, and like you said, it's been seasonal, you know, things. So, you know, one of the things I want to say, because this is always a topic that comes up, you know, and again, it's because what people read. Don't use nutritive sweeteners. You know, use sugar only because it's pure. It's healthier. Sugar is 4 calories per gram. It's very, very dense. And most people, when you put a couple tablespoons or more of sugar in your tea, you know, you're adding 100-150 calories.
Right.
So again, you know, it's excess calories. But at the end of the day, it comes down to moderation. You know, realize that almost all processed foods are loaded with sugar, refined things like donuts and pastries loaded with sugar. So you get a lot more sugar in your diet than you probably think. And if you're someone who drinks, you know, sodas or pop or whatever you call it in your region, you know, most people don't just have one. I mean, that's just way too much sugar. So
yeah,
keep in
that's
mind.
It's like 80 grams of sugar between 2 sodas in a day. Like
anything
just, and
in
it's just
excess.
It's pure sugar. It's just pure sugar.
Anything in excess. You eat too much sugar. You eat too much aspartame, sucralose. You eat too much red meat. I mean, anything, you know, in excess is bad for you. I mean,
drink
it's
too much
really
water.
About moderation.
Drink too much water.
Yeah, drink too much water.
You'll die.
You know, so you got to really do the research. And at the end of the day, if you want to live a healthier life and eat a healthier diet, there's no need for sugar, you know. If you have a somewhat of a sweet tooth, you know, use things like honey. I mean, if you got to put something on there, you know, it's a
you know,
lot.
You know what the best, you know, all I use in this house anymore for sweetener
What's
is
that?
Glycine. Glycine,
yeah, I mean,
glycine
yep.
teaspoon for teaspoon tastes just like sugar.
Yep.
It's a healthy amino acid. It's non-nutritive. It doesn't raise insulin. It is a gluconeogenic amino acid, which means that it can convert to sugar through the liver if the body is in the gluconeogenesis mode. But other than that, I mean, in its raw form, it doesn't do anything to you, and it tastes good.
Yep.
I mean, I love it. Anyway, anything exciting going on over at All American Pharmaceuticals and EFX Sports?
Oh, all the time. You know, we are coming down to the last week and a half of the Trade It Up. So if you've got an old bottle of creatine that you want to get rid of, I always say kind of like what do you do with your cell phone when it's outdated? You trade it up for a new model. You can trade up your old creatine for a brand new bottle, 120-count bottle of Crealcalin, absolutely free. All you need to do is film a little video of yourself tossing out your creatine and telling me why you want to trade it up. And you go to EFXSports.com/trade it up. It will tell you all how to post your video, and we'll send you a 120 count free. Then we're going to choose the top 5 videos, and then the fans are going to vote on those videos, and the best video is going to get $1,000 in cash. The second best, I've got an Apple Watch I'm going to give away. The third best is going to get a gift card to EFXSports.com. So get involved, man. If you got some creatine sitting in your cabinet that you bought and you don't like it, trade it up, man. Get you some Crealcalin. You'll like it, I guarantee. It's free, and you might have a chance to win $1,000 or an Apple Watch.
It's convenient. It's so many things. And you know, it's funny, there's some creative. I've seen some of the videos. I saw somebody pour it on their floor and vacuum it up, their old creatine.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
There's been some good ones. Somebody the other day, I kind of got a chuckle out. He put it on the floor of his garage, and he took a hammer, you know, but it was just kind of funny how he led up to the hammer, you know. So, but, you know, some people are just, last season, you know, somebody hit it with a baseball bat. The gal that won was the gal that dumped it on her floor, and the dog looked at it and walked away, and then she vacuumed it up.
Ah.
I seen somebody shoot it with a rifle. I mean, they're all fun.
Very creative.
And,
very creative group.
Yeah, and again, you can just do it on your phone. You don't. It takes you a minute to do. So
right.
I definitely encourage people, you know, to go ahead and do it to get a free bottle and maybe a chance to win some money. You know.
There you go.
So that's one of the things we got going on. Other than that, boy, you know, just getting ready for spring. We got all our shows. I'll be in Dallas, my next trip in June. So anybody listening from the Dallas area, you want to find out where I'm going to be at. I was this month in Orlando and Tampa, and I got to meet a lot of people that some of them were listeners on Science for Human. Others were just, you know, fans and acquaintances through social media. But I had a lot of people come out to the show. We had a great time. We shook hands. We both took pictures of each other. They picked up some free stuff, got some great deals, and it was a lot of fun.
Dr. J, the celeb. Yeah, baby, yeah.
I know. Yeah. I just like hanging out with people, man.
I know
it's
you
fun.
Do. I know you do. You're exactly who you are on the air. That's who you are in person, too. So you're a very approachable person. It sounds exciting, and I trade it up, everybody. Do it, man. Make a short video. It takes a couple. Just look, how hard is this? Go over to your garbage can, open it up, drop the creatine in it, close your garbage can. You're in. That's it.
Yeah, you're in. You get a free bottle.
There you go. You're in. All right, Dr. J. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Wes Greenwood. Guy is leading a very exciting part of his life right now, I predict. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice, plus free shipping, just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Guess who's back? Age Force is back with a buy one, get one free introductory offer to the Superhuman Radio audience. Choose from any of their amazingly popular patches. Their HGH secretagogue patch, testosterone booster, fat burner, anti-inflammatory patch. All of them buy one, get one free. Nootropic memory enhancer, melatonin and GABA. GABA, resveratrol, the list goes on and on. No one, I repeat, no one has the most complete list of patch-delivered supplements than Age Force. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and get buy one, get one free for the entire Superhuman Radio audience. Check it out. Don't wait.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Taking a trip?
What's that?
Taking a trip.
Yeah.
Where to?
Oh, I don't know. Wherever I end up, I guess.
Yeah, I wish I was you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hang in there.
So I'm betting a lot of you are not even old enough to know what that is. But in 1969, there was a hit TV show, and it was called Then Came Bronson, about a guy and his motorcycle. The reason I got a Sportster when I turned 20 years old was that TV show. And he just kind of just traveled around. You know, he had no agenda. He had no plans just to meet up with cool people and do cool stuff. And it was such an amazing 1960s type show, you know, about dropping out. But the problem is that over the years, dropping out meant like becoming debaucherous and drinking too much and going on cocaine benders. But I bumped into a guy on Instagram recently who's doing something really cool that I kind of feel like he's the Then Came Bronson of our era right now in physical culture. His name is Wes Greenwood. How you doing, Wes?
Carl, I'm good, man. How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. So I see some Instagram posts, and I'm like, and I get it immediately what you're doing. Your Instagram name is Squat Van. You have a what could be considered kind of like a large panel truck. It's yep. completely equipped inside with all of your gym equipment and stuff, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And you travel around the country, stopping in places that have some sort of physical culture imprint, population, or historic value, and you train. And sometimes it's in the mountains, and sometimes it's down by the city with people. And I mean, and you're just going around the country training. Is that it?
Yeah, more or less. You know, I would say like where we're going isn't actually based on them having a physical culture presence. And I mean, I think the kind of interesting thing with that is like it's almost everywhere. If you know what I mean, like
yeah.
we're finding people everywhere without even having an intention of like going to places that are like meccas for known physical culture. I mean, we are going to be visiting places like that because it's a big interest of mine. We're more or less just going like honestly right now, like the underlying fundamental of our route is where the weather's nice and we're just going to work out and do what we want, you know, wherever we go like that. And then we just seem to be stumbling upon a lot of cool people involved in physical culture. Training and stuff like that just from stopping in at local gyms. So, I mean, that's been kind of interesting.
So what made you decide to do this?
So I spent a bit of time this morning writing some stuff out. I'll go right into the story if you want.
Please.
Actually, you know what? One thing I want to mention first, that Bronson thing you just put on there was, that's quite interesting, man. That really resonated with me. Just the guy rolling up there and said, where are you going, son? What are you doing? And he said, nowhere. And the officer says, God, I wish I was you.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how many times we've heard that, man, in the last year and a bit as we've been gearing up.
I know, dude. When I saw what you and your wife Katie are doing and the dogs and
yeah.
I'm like, you know, this is like when you're 70 years old talking to your grandson, he's gonna go, Grandpa, you were so friggin' cool,
dude. Yeah, that's something that excites us. But I mean, I'll start the story off by saying, dude, we're regular people. that's it, man. So, like, what we're doing is open to anyone, I believe. So that's where it makes it kind of interesting. So we'll see if anyone gets some stuff about sharing my story as to how I got here, my wife Katie and stuff. So we'll get right into that if you want.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So again, I'm going to start off by saying this. I'm pretty nervous right now, man. That's the first time.
No, don't be. Don't be.
Stuff,
this is just a phone call between you and me.
Yeah.
This is just a phone call between you and me. That's all it is.
Yeah, man. So short story is we just made a decision to start living life for us instead of just, you know, arbitrarily following, you know, what we're supposed to be doing, what we should be doing,
right.
You know, what other people expected of us, all that stuff, right?
Right.
How we got there, man, that's the long story. Like this is like accumulation of, you know, like I'm 31. So, you know, I'm still pretty young. I was 29. I mean, but really this is just accumulation of our life experiences up until this point when we decided to do this. Right. You know, it goes all the way back to my childhood. I grew up in like a small town. So I'm from Canada, Ontario, Canada. I grew up in a small town called Burford, Ontario, rural farming community, you know, like when I say small town, like, you know, you're talking 1500 people.
Right.
I grew up, you know, working as a kid, like on a farm, you know, I was taught the value of working hard for my parents, right? But I mean, pretty basic upbringing, right? Like they had enough money for us for food and housing. There was never worries about that. Things were good, but there wasn't much extras. You know, I grew up watching my parents just work hard. I wouldn't say looking back, like them taking much time for themselves and really, I think, going after, you know, what they really wanted to be doing.
Right. But that's when you become a parent, it becomes about duty and service. It's no more about your life. It's about the family's life now, you know?
Exactly. And I mean, that's, I would say, a model of exactly what I observed growing up, right? Not that it's good or bad. I mean, as I've been kind of evolving, I have some opinions of how to sort of modify that in a way that the duty and service is still there, but like just on a healthier level.
Right.
I feel too many people get lost in that, and that's what they become.
Right.
They lose themselves.
That's a mantra of our generation. And I say our generation because it actually started with the baby boomers, where we were like, you know what? There's got to be ways where we can be part of the family, but we don't lose who we are and our identity becoming that. So, and it's hard, and I think as a population, we're getting better and better at it.
I would agree. Yeah, I think so. But there's still a lot of people that are choosing not to accept that that's a possibility.
Right. Right.
So, and it's a choice. But, so back to childhood, just me observing, you know, parents working hard and not doing much for themselves. I sort of mull a bit of that, but like mixed in with my childhood, there's, you know, I look back at it and I grew up and I was picked on a lot as a kid. You know, basically on physical appearance, like I was really had like a awkward skinny body with a really large head, you know what I mean? And like,
right,
so like that
right.
was a target.
Yeah, but the reality is that all men, we all grow into our heads. Our heads grow first.
Yeah.
If you're a man, you're laughing right now, you know this, because when you look at your pictures of yourself as a kid, you always thought, my God, you know, I can't even believe my neck was strong enough to hold that up. And then all of a sudden your body grows, but your head doesn't, and it goes, oh, I look good now.
Dude, it's classic. And you know what? I think at this time, like intellectually, I can justify that and look at it from that angle, but like when you're a kid, you don't know this shit, right? That's what I mean. I look back on this and it's like, it's just some arbitrary thing that like kids are mean. They pick on kids, right?
Yeah.
But like how I internalize that sort of set the scene for like decades to come is like how I was living my life. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
This is just based on personal work I've been doing the last few years, which I'll get into in a bit. But, so, you know, bullying on appearance, and then also some physical threats from like other kids too, right?
Sure.
Which is just standard childhood bullying,
sure.
right? Just,
right.
Like, standard.
Right.
Happens to everyone pretty much. Anyways, how I internalized that actually after looking back on it was that, you know, there's something wrong with me. And then what that did was actually that sort of set a scene where I decided, you know, I'm not letting this bug me anymore. Like, screw these people, screw this. I'm going to detach from emotion, like altogether.
Right.
You know, so from that point, it's like, all right, I'm not going to allow this to affect me. I'm not going to feel anything. What that actually translated into was me not feeling, period.
Right.
So, you know, from that point, you know, I decided, you know, all right, this isn't going to affect me emotionally. I'm going to start taking steps. And this is at like 10 to 12 years old, right?
Right.
That's when I turned to like lifting weights, right? Started reading books. Like at 12 years old, I read Arnold Schwarzenegger's Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding. You know what I mean? That's like a 800-page book. Like who the hell reads that at 10 to 12 years old?
Right, right. But you know what it is? All of us, I'll be doing this show for 13 years in November of this year. And every time I get into a discussion with a pro bodybuilder, a pro power lifter, any kind of strength athlete, there's a high probability that they're going to tell me a story about a point in their lives when they were young and they felt some sense of inadequacy. I had it. Porter Cottrell came on my show 12 years ago and told his story. He was flat-footed. Kids picked on him. He had big ears. You know, he was a meek, mild child. He ended up standing on the Olympia stage several years in a row. We all have that. We all have that feeling. Yep. Like I tell my daughter all the time, when I look at my life and the way I lived it, I look down and I go, why is this person looking for redemption? And it's because I have something in me that's missing. And and I think a lot of us that find physical culture, physical culture makes us feel better. And we want to feel better, you know? Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Absolutely. Well, I'll go on a tangent with that, actually. So, like, how that's carried over, and I don't know if this will resonate with you or not, right? Physical culture does make us feel better. I think working out makes us feel better, you know, on a biochemical level, all that stuff, right?
Right.
I think where the problem is, and I think this is what's showing up with a lot of people just that I know personally, and maybe this might resonate with you. I think some of those key emotional fundamental drivers that led us to getting into physical culture aren't actually being addressed on a level that they need to.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I think there's a level of that can almost lead to physical culture being unhealthy for a person, right?
Because it allows them to ignore the real problem, you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? Because you get a lot, like, you know, I've gotten it a lot as I've grown up, you know, like I've developed a body that's, you know, I would say looks pretty decent. It's not a pro bodybuilder, but like compared to most of the population, it's good, you know?
Right.
I get a lot of, I don't know, like, I wouldn't even say, I get a lot of praise, you know, and people look to that and they like, it's something they value or they don't have, you know what I mean? But like, where that turns into is people are chasing that and ignoring the fundamental things that they need to work on from the past that got them doing that to allow physical culture, I think, to be what it should be for them, you know, about a medium of health, you know, longevity and all that stuff, right? It turns almost into a dysfunction of like body dysmorphia, things like that, that like, I think people on pro levels of bodybuilding and fitness have a great level.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. I mean, and I'm guilty of it too. I am. There's no doubt about it.
Oh yeah. And I don't think it ever goes away. And I don't think it should go away. But based on some of the work I've been doing and stuff like that, I think what the goal is just to kind of lessen those feelings and the control they have about it, and just being able to connect with that and accept it.
So we're going to talk about Squat Van. I want to kind of blend back in here because now I'm getting the picture. So. This is kind of like a journey of your spirit right now, yours and Katie's. This is like
exactly
you decided to clear the plate of anything other than the freedom to feel joy every single day and do what you want to do.
Yeah, more or less. So that's where that story will go, Carl. If you want to continue on with that,
I want to take a break. But before I take the break, I want to tell people how they can find you because they need to start following your Instagram. Your Instagram is Squat Van, SQUAT.
Yeah, so it's pretty simple, Carl. Yeah, we just have an Instagram account and a Facebook account. So I mean, basically, if they go on Instagram @SquatVan. And Facebook, just put in Squat Van. I haven't seen any other one on there. So I mean, that should basically draw people to us.
Yeah.
So. Those are the two right now. I mean, I'm not a huge techie, so I don't have a website or anything like that yet. So those are the two things.
Yeah, but no. I want people to start following you because you're doing some really cool stuff. We're going to talk more about it when we come back. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real, long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. If you hear the same commercial play during a break, a duplicate commercial, email me at onair@superhumanradio.net. Which commercial you heard play twice? You don't have to tell me which break. And if you're one of the first three people to do that, you will be receiving a Hot Logic Mini, the only lunchbox that actually cooks your food for you. I couldn't live without mine. So that'll be a lot of fun. We're talking right now with Wes Greenwood. How you doing, Wes? Come back on with me here, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Squat Van now. So Squat Van is yours and Katie's escape to a life that brings you a lot more gratification, right?
Exactly. So, this is an interesting story. Actually, we were in Peru in November doing some work with a guy named Philip McKernan. And, for the whole time we've been leading up to this trip, we've been calling it a year off, right? And you just mentioned the word escape, so it just brought something up there for me, which is just kind of interesting with these little tweaks of, like, words. Whereas he said, how would it feel if you started calling this your year on? Of doing the things you really want to be doing and stuff instead of taking a year off of life.
I love that.
So, me too, man. That just struck a chord. So I just, when you mentioned escape, that's kind of something for me, right? Because I think typically I frame things in the way of just what you said. And when he tweaked it that way, I was like, man, that just sounds so cool.
Wow. I like, just the nuance of changing that term to identify the action opens up all sorts of possibilities.
Exactly. And I think that's the biggest thing is, like, for us, like, limiting languages and stuff like that really closes it off to seeing the possibilities. And that's something that's really been a thing in my life, I think, and something I'm trying to reduce. So
Very interesting. So where have you been so far? And when you get there, how do you hook up with people, or do they find you? Tell me more. Tell me about an average day. Like today, tell the audience where you are today, Wes.
Yeah, today we're just outside of the Grand Canyon, actually. So kind of the way we set this van up is we've made it sort of off-grid, right? So we got water storage, solar panels, you know, all of our cooking and food. Even the gym that goes off our back, sleeping quarters, right? So, yeah, we're going to go hike at the Grand Canyon today. So I'm just parked at a campsite, you know. Like, there's tons of free land in this country. I'm sitting on the roof of my van, so I got telephone service. Like, Katie's down in the van cooking breakfast right now, so I can smell bacon coming up through the roof.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sitting in the sun right now, talking to you. It's interesting.
And
it's cool.
Now, did you train yesterday? I think I saw a video come up somewhere about a session yesterday where some people joined you. There was like another van with you.
Yeah, exactly. So, we were at Lake Powell in Utah. We met some friends at Zion National Park, actually, that are kind of traveling too. Turns out his name's Kevin from Pennsylvania. He's opened up a gym in his hometown called 10X Fitness, which is just random. Like, we just totally stumbled upon him just happenstance, like walking by. We decided to join up for a couple of days, and we were camping at Lake Powell. So we just set our squat rack up, took a bunch of the equipment out, and we just got a workout in on the beach with them yesterday.
That is so freaking cool.
Yeah, just on the fly, man. So, one thing that's been interesting is we just kind of did this without much of a plan, and just kind of the cool things that are just sort of stumbling upon us are just really interesting.
If someone is listening to the show and they follow your Instagram, and do you announce ahead of time where you're going to be tomorrow and the day after and stuff like that?
We haven't been. No, like, basically we're just roaming. Like, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of the time we're not even 100% certain. We've had a few plans of going to X, and the weather looks like crap, so we change plans and go somewhere else, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We roll into a town, and usually we're more or less outside of cities and stuff like that, just trying to get into some, nature, some hiking and stuff like that. That's why we made this vehicle off-grid and brought a gym with us, right? And then we stumble in cities when we need supplies and things like that, and then at that point, I'll usually jump on, try and find a gym in that area that looks cool, interesting, and then stop in there, and then hopefully I can connect with people that are working there, even some people that, built and developed the gym, and just try and understand the story of that gym, why they made it, and try and draw some inspiration from that for when we eventually settle down somewhere again.
Oh, because you're going to open a gym wherever you settle down, huh?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it'll be like a fitness club or just, training studio or something like that. Like, we already have a home gym at the house we have back in Canada.
Yeah.
I think we might develop something a little bit better, but I like hearing people's stories and drawing some inspiration from that, it helps me kind of hone in on what I really want to be doing. So
how about starting a business where you rent people squat vans and the plan, and they go out into the world? That would be kind of awesome.
I thought about this, man. There's a million possibilities of it, right? Like,
yeah.
Almost like mobile fitness retreats or
something. When you're telling these stories, I'm thinking to myself, whenever people go on vacation, they drink too much, they eat too much, they lay around too much, they do the crappiest things, and then when they come home from their vacations, they feel like crap, and they feel like, now I really need a vacation. And you guys are going to beautiful places and staying on the beach and all this sort of stuff, and instead of getting a six-pack of beer and some tequila, you guys are breaking out the squat rack.
Oh,
this is going
to blow your mind, man. Huh? I don't know how much you've traveled in the U.S., but for us, this is like the first extended road trip we've done in the U.S., and the amount of beautiful scenery in this country, the amount of land that there is, to go and enjoy yourself, and how cheap it is, is truly blowing my mind. And it's available to every American. Like, and everyone's seeking to go to Mexico and get drunk and screwed up, come back feeling like crap, or go to some other exotic destination, man. It's like, it's right here.
Right.
It's on your doorstep, man. It's just, you just got to go do it. So, I think that's the biggest thing.
So what cities have you been to so far, and when did this start? How long have you been on the road now, and what cities have you been to?
We left February 10th from Ontario, Canada. We just basically headed south until the weather was decent, which took us to Nashville, Tennessee. From there, we just kind of started heading west. So from Nashville, we stopped in Little Rock, Arkansas, and then we went to Oklahoma City, worked out at a cool gym there called CrossFit Kazi. And then went to Amarillo, Texas, spent some time in New Mexico, So like between Santa Fe, Albuquerque, all that, Los Alamos. There was a really cool gym inside of Santa Fe, Undisputed Fitness, we stopped at. And then I sent you a link this morning, actually, via email. We went up to Boulder, Colorado. I don't know if we get in this at a later date if we talk again, but we went to an event called One Last Talk with a guy I've been doing some work with, Philip McKernan, at philipmckernan.com.
Okay.
He's probably the biggest inspiration as far as, like, helping us get onto this journey. He's the one who's helped us work on a lot of the personal shit that was in our way, stopping us from doing the things that we really wanted to be doing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, how do you spell his last name? Well, spell Philip. Is it Philip?
One L. Philip.
Good.
And then McKernan, McKernan.com.
I had NIN. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then, that event was One Last Talk, which again, there's a website for it, onelasttalk.com. But yeah. We've done a bunch of work with him too, and that's kind of in this story that I have written down here about how we got to the point we're at. And from there, we've gone, where did we go from Boulder? Cut through Colorado, spent the whole month in Arizona. So between like Phoenix, Tucson had an awesome gym that we stopped at, great community, CrossFit Milo. And then to Yuma, and we've been working up the Colorado River, where last week we were in Las Vegas. Worked at a gym there called Proto Gym, which was cool. The owner there, Mike, let us in, shared a bit of his story with us. We loved it there. And then from Vegas, we are, into Utah. So St. George, Utah, and Lake Powell area, Page, and Zion National Park. And now we're just exploring the Grand Canyon. So
how long are you going to, you're doing this for an entire year, you said, right?
Yeah, we'll be going until January. At least, and then we'll see where we're at then. I don't know. Like, I want to leave.
So how do you decide whether to go east, back east, or to traverse the country in a circle? How do you just, what's going to dictate where you go from here?
We have a rough idea sort of where we want to go. I don't know if this has something to do with physical culture influence or lifestyle decisions, but like there's basically a line down the middle of the countries, like Canada and US. So, probably from the middle of the country west is like more or less where we're spending the majority of our time, even in Canada, the province of Alberta and British Columbia. Like, so we'll more or less, like, being Canadian, we're only allowed without a visa. We're only allowed to be in the States for 182 days out of a 12-month period.
Right.
So we're going to be in Canada all summer, from basically June till like late October. And then we'll be coming back into the States, working through like Washington State, Oregon, and then California. From there, man, I have no idea. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's going to come up this year. I don't know who we're going to meet. I don't know what's going to spark out of all this stuff, man. So, I mean, it's just an open book.
Yeah, because when you said you were in Arkansas, I was like, man, you were just a little south of here. I mean,
we drove through Kentucky. We actually drove through Kentucky. I was just talking with Brooks Kubik on Facebook the other day. I just sent him a message. I said, I was actually going to reach out to you guys, but the weather sucked when we drove through.
Yeah.
So would have loved to visit, but that's really one of the only guiding things, man, is we just don't want to be in shitty weather this year.
Yeah, you know what? And you pick the year where the springtime doesn't want to kick in and the winter is hanging on. It's crazy. 2 days it's 70 degrees and the next day it's cold and snowy.
No one.
I mean, it's just crazy. Man. All right, look, we're going to take a break. We got lots more to talk about. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes? The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Wes Greenwood of Squat Van. I love it. I love the name, Squat Van. We go places, we squat. That's what we do.
Yeah, man.
I like that a lot. That's pretty cool. So you're going to be traveling around through the summer. Will you let people know the day of? Like, hey, I'm going to be we're staying here tonight. Anybody who wants to come train with us, meet us here, because that way people can at least interact with you on your trip, too.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, man. Like, we haven't been doing that. More or less, we've just kind of been stumbling upon places as we meet people sort of organically. I don't know if it's us still, you know, like, there's still a lot of apprehension, I think, on my part. It's like, you know, are people going to care about what we're doing? Like, are we going to meet? You know what I mean? Like, those things still come up in my head, so I don't know if that's part of a reason we haven't been.
Right.
Maybe that's something I should look at doing moving forward, you know what I mean? Like, planning
just post on Instagram and Facebook, you know, a lovely day in Montclair, New Jersey. And then people are like, oh, dude, they're in Montclair, New Jersey. I'm here. And they may reach out and say, hey, I'd love to meet you guys. We'd love to train with you or something like that.
Yeah, man, that's a good idea.
You know, I don't know why Forrest Gump comes to mind, but remember when he started running and like people just started following him? They just like they didn't even know why he was running. They were like, no, we're going to run with this guy. Like, maybe Squat Van can end up becoming Squat Caravan in a couple years.
That would be pretty cool, man. That's why it's just like, there's an unlimited amount of possibilities.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of what we choose to do with it. So,
tell me about your wife, Katie, since she's down there cooking for you so you could do the interview. How long you guys been married?
We've been married for about 2 years now, and then we've been together since, like, December 2007. So,
cool.
You know, we met, like, pretty young. Like, she was 18, and then, you know, I was 21 or so, right? So, I mean, we've kind of been through pretty much most of it together, I'd say. She's
very supportive of everything like I wanted to do.
So so when you guys talked about this journey, she was right there with you, or like she was like, yeah, I'm ready for this too, or was she like, okay, I'm going to support you, let's do this?
So that's another sort of long story, Carl, man. Like this, you know, I think this has been itching at me for quite a long time. You know, I brought this up several years ago, and the first time I brought it up, she was like, no way. That was at a time though where I think I was still pretty detached from, you know, what the real issues were in my life.
Right.
I think she could somehow sense that intuitively. You know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't until I started, I think, actually working on some of the core issues. You know, like I spent most of my 20s doing all kinds of stuff that I didn't want to be doing. You know what I mean? Like I was chasing money, you know, I was working on real estate projects, you know, like trying to fit in with some people and impress people that, like, you know, maybe I didn't want to be doing all kinds of stuff I didn't want to be doing. Right.
Right.
It wasn't until I think I started doing some work on myself with the gentleman I mentioned, Philip McKernan, that I actually connected with the cost of living that way and how it was showing up for me in my life, you know? So
right.
it was interesting that once I think I started leaning into that, started connecting to like those things was when Katie actually started supporting kind of this sort of decision to do what we're doing.
Right.
You know, it was coming from a different place. So, yeah, I mean, she's supportive, but I think she kind of has some feeling as to like, you know, when the time's sort of right. She could sense that it wasn't at the point like years ago.
Right.
But the decision to do what we're doing right now, the squat band, was actually like sort of made around November of 2016. That was the pinnacle of sort of everything accumulating. Like my dad was passing away of liver failure at the time from alcoholism. At this time when I was really connecting with all this stuff going on in my life and how it was showing up for me, right? So after my dad passed away, it was like there was a huge reality check in that as to saying, you know, like, all right, this is real. If I don't change this, you know, there's a potential that that could be me. Screw that. Things are going to be different from here on forward, man. Like, we're going to really start doing things that we want to be doing as opposed to, you know, all the stuff that we should be doing.
I like it. I admire you for doing it. And you're at a time in your life where you can do it.
Yep.
In the intro for them, then came Bronson. Bronson is a single young man, and his biggest challenge every day is putting gasoline in his motorcycle. I remember that, actually.
Yep.
When I was turned 20, I did that. That's what I did. I did it because of that stupid TV show. But I couldn't do it once I had kids or, you know, a lot of other things that require you becoming a juggler, so to speak.
Yep.
And so this is the time to do it. I think it's great that you're doing this. I mean, however long you do it, this one experience is going to be a peak moment in your life.
Totally. I 100% agree. I want to challenge something about doing it, though, at this time in my life. You know what I mean? And we've been getting in a lot. And I'll be quite honest with you, man. Like, the more I'm hearing that, the more it's pissing me off. And it's not just pissing me off from the point of just, like, anger-wise. Like, that makes me really sad when I hear that from people. Because that automatically limits what's possible for them.
Well, but so it comes down to a decision of what
yep.
you're going to do. So if a guy has a mortgage, kids in college, he's got a job that's keeping this all together,
yep.
and he thinks to himself for a decade, man, I just wish I could just leave tomorrow and disappear for a year. And just
yep.
camp. I mean, I used to go camping in Mount Zion. I know exactly what you were talking
yep.
about when you were. I mean, you have to say, and I want that so bad that I'm going to let everything else around me collapse and disrupt other people's lives to go get what I want to get. So, you know, there's a point where you become enmeshed in
yep.
life. And once that happens, it becomes a lot harder to be more whimsical. You know what I mean? I guess I could
agree.
Do it. I could do it, but everything I have would be lost when I came home. You know,
I'll agree with that. I'm gonna spin it just a little bit and let me know
sure.
what you think about this.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is off topic or whatever, right? I agree. It gets harder, 100%. I'm not going to disagree with that. And we don't have things in our life that a lot of people are saying. You know, well, I have this. I couldn't do what you're doing. And maybe most people don't want to do what we're doing per se of traveling in a van and seeing things, right? But like, what is in their life that they're not doing and using their kids, their mortgage, the things that the obligations that they have as an excuse not to? And B, have they really connected with like how that's actually making them feel? And have they communicated that with like their wife, their kids, and the people that are around them that they're using as the excuse to not go after the things that they want to be doing? Like, what I'm doing is not talking about getting rid of everything to chase that. It's actually like just making choices to go after what you want on just more.
And I agree with you. I think you're 100% right. I think that people make time to do the things that are important to them. And if you have the things in your life that you like and you feel like you're enjoying your life, then those things are working for you. But if you have things in your life and you feel like you're miserable, then maybe you can't drop everything and go across the country, but you certainly can put the time and effort in to identify the things in your life that you don't like and work to change them, because none of us are hostages here. You know, we design the lives that we lead.
That's the beauty of free country, man.
Yeah, man. No, I agree with you. It's if you want it bad enough, you'll do it. But more importantly, if there are things you don't like about your life, you can put some time in and fix that. You can figure out, you know, maybe it's about moving across the country. Maybe it's about, you know, being in a different job. Maybe it's about so many. Mm-hmm. You can put the time in and get those things done in the course of a couple years and be happy then.
That's it, man. This is something I'm guilty of. I'm usually the type of guy that wants to identify a problem and make a massive change to fix it. That never works. You know, fitness, business, life, you know what I mean? Like, it's not sustainable, right? So I've been trying to get better at making the smallest possible changes that I can keep and work on those over time. You know, if I look back on, like, why I've been successful in training, it's because I've been doing it for, you know, like, 19, 20 years.
Right.
You know, and it's been slowly progressing, right? And if I use that, like, I haven't used that as a model in my life, per se, for a lot of other things. And when I go that route, usually I end up failing or burning out, and the thing I was chasing becomes something that I hate. So I think that's probably a typical issue for a lot of people, man. So it's something I'm trying to work on. But I mean, this squat van thing for us, what it boiled down to was we did an exercise with this gentleman, Philip McKernan, called the Five Happiest Days for us. And Katie and I both did that separately, but then shared it. And like, it turns out like several of our happiest days are like, you know, revolve around traveling with our family, right? So this for us is like the squat van for us is just a modicum of that. You know, whatever someone else comes up with like their happiest days, you know, that's great. Do more of that. You know what I mean? So that's really all it is.
I like that. Man, you look so different with and without a beard. It's astonishing.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I look like a hobo in that picture.
Well, you know, you look like some new, on the left, you look like some new bohemian, could be like hanging out at a place dumpster diving with buddies after going out drinking all night long. On the right, you look like, okay, I got to get my suit on because I have to be my stockbroker person in a little while. It's like, it's uncanny. It's like, doesn't even look like, I keep looking at it and going, that can't be the same person with a without a beard. It just can't
the same
be.
Same day, man. Literally shaved the beard, got a haircut. That's the only difference.
That is so friggin' funny. That's so funny.
Yeah, that was taken on that picture was literally taken on the same day. The one was I woke up, just took a picture right out of bed, and literally that day I went, got a haircut and shaved, and then took an after picture. Same guy.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Well, listen, man, I applaud what you're doing, and I think that you will inspire other people.
I hope so.
If not to just pick up and go, to plan to pick up and go so that they can do it. I think it's wonderful. You know, we spend so much time doing the things that we believe we're supposed to do and so little of the time doing the things that we actually need to do. And that's why, you know, I look at my mother and father at the end of their lives, they didn't like each other. And I know why, because they both blamed the other person for their lack of satisfaction with their life at the end.
No personal responsibility. Yep.
Yeah, and you know, and this is something everybody does. I mean, I know a lot of people at the end of their lives, they don't want to sleep together, they don't want to touch each other, they don't want to talk anymore. And it's not that they hate the other person, it's that they blame the other person for the way they feel about how they didn't do the things that they really wanted to do in their lives. It's like, well, it's your fault. If I wasn't married to you, I would have done all those things. And the truth of the matter is, that's BS, because if you really wanted to do those things, you would have done them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happens, and people become miserable at the end of their lives. And it's...
Well, it's easy. It's easy, Carl. It's just easy to do that. That's all it is. You know, it's like humans, I think, are naturally wired to take the easy route. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same with nutrition, same with like, you know, working out, like anything like that, right? It's just
energy management.
It's easier not to take responsibility. It's easier not to take responsibility. And it's easier to blame someone else. So I mean, until something comes up that forces you to take a good hard look at that. And unfortunately for a lot of people that I've come across, it's been too late, you know?
Yeah.
Like someone's died, someone's sick, you know what I mean? Like that. So, I think hopefully part of us sharing a story a bit more, which I want to do a lot more of, is, you know, inspiring people not to wait till that point. So
very cool. Well, listen, tell Katie we said hello. Good luck. Keep in touch. Let us know where you're going to be. We'll have you back on. You know, kind of think of yourself as a roving reporter for Superhuman Radio. Send me videos and stuff, and I'll post them on the blog.
That'd be awesome, dude, man. I'd love to chat with you a bit more, Carl. I've been listening to your show for a long time, man. And, yeah, I love the content you put out, so keep it going.
Thanks, brother. Have fun.
All right.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you about a trend I'm trying to start. I don't expect it's going to pick up quickly, but I'll talk about it when we come back. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high-quality protein, and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes? The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Foxy Lady, welcome back.
So, as I get older,
and this will happen to all of you as you start to turn 50 and 60 and so on, you can become much more in touch with your own mortality. I actually think this is a good thing for young people to do. The faster you get in touch with your own mortality, the more serious you'll be about planning your life so you get to do all the things you want to do. But that's another story. And I often think about people that I know. I think about the things I, you know, how great I think they are, this quality, that quality. And I always think the same thing. Why do we wait for someone to die to tell them these things when they can't hear them now in the form of a eulogy or a comment? You know, oh, I really liked Uncle Phil. He, you know, he lent me money to buy my first car and I paid him back. And, you know, it's like people die. We know we love them. We know we want to tell them these things, but we just put it off and we put it off for the right time. There's never a right time. So I thought that we should start to eulogize the people we love before they die. And I may have mentioned this on previous shows kind of in passing. But what if we did that? What if you took somebody that you really care about and you posted on your Facebook wall and tagged them in it and wrote it like you were eulogizing them? And then use the hashtag living eulogy, E-U-L-O-G-Y, right? Just in case you don't know how to spell it. What if we started a trend? You know, we're always talking about gratefulness. Oh, you've got to be grateful. You've got to find reasons to be grateful. What if you could affect someone else's feelings of being grateful? And let them know while they're alive all those good things you think about them that you're going to be willing to say when they're dead. You should say them while they're alive. And I think people have a problem. Like, I think that it's hard to sit across from somebody and say, you know, I love you so much. You are a great dad. What do you mean, what? I'm not dead. No, but just hear me out. You are a great dad. You've taught me this. You've taught me that. All those things, just lay it out there. Maybe if you have to write it and read it to them, it's even better. Why not do that when they're alive and let them know how you feel now when they can hear it? And it may change the way they feel about their lives for the next week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe just that day. But I always talk to friends of mine who've lost family members and they wish they would have said, I love you more. They wish they would have told them this. Or they would, and it's a terrible thing to steal from them and from you in order to do that. So I want to start using the hashtag living eulogy, E-U-L-O-G-Y. Whenever you say something, and it doesn't have to be a whole paragraph. It could just be a couple lines. You know, about somebody that you really think is great. Put yourself out there. What do you think they're going to think about? Oh, God, what a douche to put that up on Facebook. No, they're going to think like, oh, my God. I only say Facebook because it's the fastest way to start this trend. And it's a platform that people are used to using. And everybody's on it, whether they get on it regularly or not. I thought, well, you know, sending them an email, it's okay, but when you eulogize somebody, you do it in front of a group. You tell the group about how wonderful you thought this person who's in the
casket behind you who can't hear you what you thought of them. It's like, well, tell that person and let the group be exposed to it too. Maybe they'll be motivated to reach out to somebody on Facebook, a family member that's getting up in years, and say those things. And just imagine the groundswell of gratitude and wonderful feelings we would have if people took the time to post a brief living eulogy about someone they know, instead of sharing some BS political, negative, population separating, anger creating, filthy, miserable post. And I got to tell you something. People who post all this politics, I don't care right, left, you're all a bunch of negative a-holes who have nothing going on in your life if this is where you want to put your energy and fight with people about. Instead of posting that garbage, post something, say something good about somebody on Facebook that you know, and use the hashtag living eulogy and start a trend. Just imagine how many people out there that don't know the way you feel about them. You're being stingy. Share it with them. Okay, we'll see you by tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you.